AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. They will appear tonight in Philadelphia together. Kamala Harris announced she has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Howard Levine is political science professor at the University of Minnesota. His thoughts on Walz?
He is both well-liked in a policy sense, but also, you know, has that human and regional, vibe, that low propensity voters, that it's voters who might vote, might not vote, and who tend to decide elections, for better or worse.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Tim Walz failed to protect his state.
There are riots that Tim Walz, as governor, sat back and let happen. He sat back and let the city of Minneapolis burn. That city has been gutted as a result of those riots.
Harris hopes Walz will help her shore up her campaign standing across the upper Midwest. The center of Tropical Storm Debbie is only about 10 miles southeast of Savannah, Georgia, and moving east-northeast at only about 5 miles per hour. That means a lot of rain will fall. Debbie's center is expected to move off the Georgia coast today and then move back inland over South Carolina Thursday. The main rainfall threat includes the eastern half of South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina through Friday. A Pakistani man with ties to Iran has been charged by the Justice Department in a plot to carry out political assassinations on U.S. soil. The militant group Hamas says it's chosen Yahya Sinwar, a top official in Gaza who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel, as its new leader. Bangladesh's Nobel laureate Mohammed Yunus will head the country's interim government after former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina stepped down and fled the country amid a mass uprising against her rule, led mostly by students. Sophia Smith's goal in extra time sent the U.S. women to the gold medal match at the Paris Olympics with a 1-0 victory over Germany. This is AP News. Outdoor dining is ending at some New York restaurants. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Ruffian Wine Bar in New York City, one of thousands of establishments that had to take down its outdoor dining shed now that the city nixed the COVID program. Owner Patrick Cordeneau.
When people say, you know, the end of an era, I think it's the end of a very bad era. A uniquely awful era for restaurants in New York.
Owners face new regulations, including storing the structures in the winter and expensive fees, says Duane Park patisserie owner Madeline Lanciani.
The initial expense to apply for me is $4,250. That's before you get it built.
According to city data, fewer than 3,000 restaurants applied under the new system, a fraction of the 13,000 that participated in the temporary open restaurants program. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.